Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony.
How you doing, dude?
I'm good. I'm doing some charging on this new battery I poured this acid into.
Yeah, you were like fucking Batman from Batman Forever with the battery acid.
What's that mean?
Well, remember in Batman Forever, he pours the acid into the fucking chamber thing? And did like the little safe, or not the safe, what's that called? Like the, the vault?
Oh, yeah, the vault that then dangles out a window.
Yeah.
But gets put back.
Mm-hmm. It's a boiling acid. That's what the dude screams.
Yeah, the security guard.
Yeah.
No, I've never had a lead acid battery that I bought fucking batteries that are already pre-mixed. And this one, you mix it yourself, seal it, and then you have to trickle charge it. And it's kind of, it's half the price, but it's dangerous if you get it in your eyes, your hands, and the fumes are dirty.
Yeah, you look a little sick. You all right?
Shut up. You wish.
Looks like you got acid.
You wish I had acid bath.
Acid poisoning. Is that what it's called?
Dude, when you die from acid poisoning, it's called taking an acid bath.
No, it's not.
That's why I banned acid bath with pagan terrorism tactics and when the kite string pops.
Oh, wow.
I know.
You know,
so
a lot of
everything that band did.
Yeah. So we played a lot of fun games over the weekend.
Yeah.
How'd you like Exploding Kittens, the card game?
Oh, I didn't play it.
How'd you like Bears versus
You fucking
babies?
Idiot.
I forgot.
You don't remember when or where I am.
Yeah, no, I remember that you came over afterwards, but then we played Dr. Lucky, of course.
Bears beats babies. Battlestar Galactica. That was classic.
That was good. No, Dwight K. Schrute.
Oh, I loved it. It was a fucking mess. We ended up like fucking like hustling and trading cards because no one could do it. Like anything.
Yeah, so Bears vs. Babies, you have to build an army of monsters that then fight certain colored armies of babies. So you have like land, air, and sea. And they're all weird, fucking fucked up, like looking monsters.
Lobster bottom with like, you know, potato head top.
Right. Not only that, there's like dicks in it and shit like that. You had a dick monster.
Yeah, and I thought it was a fucking torso, so I was holding it the wrong way, and everyone's like, and then Adam was like, no, you turn it sideways, it's dicks shooting out of an arm. I was like, okay. Super. Didn't notice. Well,
I thought this was my torso, damn it. But yeah, that was a pretty cool game. What else you been doing, dude?
That was fun.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you, dude. What'd you get me?
Oh, I actually got it right here. I had nothing.
Oh, a little. I thought you were going to pull out a little middle finger.
Oh, yeah. I got something
right here for you. Let me unwrap it.
What are you doing, playing pocket pool?
What
was that from? Black Sheep?
Are you playing a little pocket? I don't know.
Or he flicks off like an old lady or something. Or he's about to. Richard. Not Richard. I don't know David Spade's character. And
pretty much Richard.
Yeah, it's basically Richard. But yeah, he reaches down and to grab like his middle finger. And he's like, never mind. She's like, what are you doing, playing pocket pool?
Oh, he almost flicks her off and she notices. Yeah.
Anyways.
I'm on the 16th Colossi Shadow of the Colossus.
The last boy.
The big one. The mountain.
Yeah. Well, it's like the tower?
Yeah, he's called something like that. Like, he's a fucking animal.
Tower of Doom.
He's big.
Yeah, he's a, that's
he's
a
big.
Good...
He's wearing a big skirt.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a big skirt and he's under it.
Yeah, you're right. It's almost like a protective armored layer.
Yeah. My favorite Colossi is probably the flying one in the desert that has like the three sacks of air you have to shoot with an arrow. Then his fins grind into the sand. Mm. And when they grind in the sand, you can jump on him. But he's like, every time you hit one of his three nodes, like he goes back under the sand. You have to do you have to do it three times. It's fun because it took a long time. Really? Well, some of them I'm like, I'm on there and he's dead.
Well, yeah, the first one especially.
Yeah, like there were a few that I was like, damn, like, all right, didn't even see his attack.
So the new stuff that you got with it, like the fate bow or whatever it's called,
yeah,
do you get like extra pointage for that
no,
stuff?
No,
so it just looks cool.
It's just cool looking shit.
So it's just different skins.
Yeah. And then you can skin the whole game. So
what do you mean?
Like you can put, I show you those filters,
but you can do that on any version of the
game,
right?
That's what I'm saying. Like, in all honesty, like, I bought it with a trade-in, so I don't really feel that shitty because I paid $25.
You should.
Okay. But, you know, you're a loser who doesn't even have it, so fucking talking to a big-ass...
It's in the same house. I can play whenever I want.
No, you can't. You're banned. If I see it moved, I'm cutting a fingernail off.
Ooh, watch out, fingernail.
Yeah. Oh, you're okay with that?
Well, yeah, like the top part. I cut them all the time.
Oh, no, all of it.
Oh.
I'm going to cut it off.
Dang.
A whole kit and caboodle.
You ever think about getting bamboo shoved up your fingernails?
Sometimes when I'm, you know, trying to masturbate. What are you talking about? Do you ever think about it? Not in any depth.
I mean, like, I don't know.
Do you ever think about having a glass rod putting your penis in broke off?
Yeah, obviously you do.
I'm just saying that's another torture that was used.
No, the pans at work, sometimes I'll be washing them and the carbon will go up my fingernail and I'll have to take it out. And I'm just like, imagine a whole shoot of bamboo.
Yeah.
Ah, it hurts when you
talk about it. And it's like curved, so it shoves right in there the whole...
Holy.
That was something...
Fingernails are so delicate, you know?
They're just hanging there.
Yeah, they're just there to be shit shoved up, man. That's all they're there for.
There was a
Why
fucking,
do you think we have fingernails, you know?
I have no idea what they're for.
Yeah, like, what protective shell is this?
I wonder if it was because, like, we would dig a lot in the dirt when we were not having fingernails.
Oh, and so we just developed No.
Powerful fingernails. Well, for scratching.
That's
the dirt.
That's probably... No, it probably, like, itches.
Oh, to like scratch itches?
Yeah, because like
why?
Cause
fingernails?
Yeah, why? Why do we have itches, man?
Freaking A, dude. What's an itch, dude? Like your soul trying to get out?
Yeah, it's got to be it.
There was a show, Prison Break.
Mm, yeah,
and one of the dudes tortures like, and it was really in depth for that kind of show. He was like, "I'm going to put this screwdriver under each one of your fingernails and just drive it in." And then he pulled all his fingernails off and he took this little metal rod, like just a tiny metal rod.
Yeah.
That was sharp at the end. He's like, "Now I'm going to skewer your fingers." And he pushed it in from the tip of the finger.
Yeah.
All the way through down the finger.
Oh, that blows.
And literally, I was like, this is 30 minutes of the show. This whole scene, like flashing to another part of the show, but then going back to him being like, "We're halfway in that finger, you piece of shit." Oh my lord.
Did you like Prison Break?
I did, up until like you know, kind of like Heroes. Like,
didn't he break back into prison at one point?
Yeah, oh yeah, he breaks back in to save his brother.
Yeah, he breaks out and he has to break back in to break back out.
He's
to break
prison
back in
breaking,
to break back out.
And then he's breaking out of other stuff, like, you know, cars.
He's
and,
in
like,
the
rooms.
Video from the Foo Fighters Breakout.
I don't remember that one.
It was for the Me, Myself, and Irene soundtrack?
Nope, never.
You know you make me break out.
Oh.
Let me break out. Yeah, you remember that song?
Yeah, but less falsetto.
No, it was all falsetto, actually. Yeah.
Shut up.
That was a good Dave Grohl impression on my part, I believe.
Whatever you believe.
Yep, 10 out of 10 deep impacts for that. All right, man. So do you have any other torture stories you'd like
to dude, top five tortures.
Oh, torture scenes are
movie?
All right, cool. Yeah, we'll do that next
week.
That's
fucking creepy shit.
Because we don't have a genre five this week.
Yeah, we're just going to, you know, fling it from the balls.
I think that's the expression. All right, so I have some news here. We watched the Venom teaser.
Yeah, real tease there.
Yeah, that they showed the symbiote. That's about it,
I think.
And a lot of Tom Hardy screaming and shit like that.
Yep. A lot of screaming and motorcycle riding.
There was a lot of motorcycle. Yeah, it was like the guy that did like fucking Star Trek 3. Like, I remember seeing that trailer and I was like, why are there dirt bikes?
Yeah, he is jumping a lot of stuff.
I was like, is this like fucking, god damn it, that Travis Pastrana show? Nitro Circus.
Nitro Circus.
Fucking
dude,
Star
I remember
Trek.
Like watching
Star
the movie.
Trek Nitro Circus.
And I was like, so he's never been to this base, but he takes this motorcycle and proceeds to... Like, dude, it was fucking hilarious. It looked like I was watching Green Lantern when he was doing the fucking race car on the track.
Yeah.
I was like, man, he's just riding up the side of that one little cliff. Oh, he just hopped over to another cliff.
Yeah, don't worry.
Perfect.
Yeah, there's a lot of jumps in that base for some
reason.
He
was throwing every, like, he had bombs, and he was throwing them down while in the air.
Yeah,
I was like,
right.
Get the fuck out of my face.
I did not like, was that Into Darkness?
Nah, yeah.
No, that wasn't Into Dark. That was Beyond.
Beyond.
Yeah. Yeah, Into Darkness was all right. The first
Star Trek movie
was great. Yeah, I mean, anything with fucking Imagination Game in it, or Imitation Game. What am I saying?
Wow.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Imagination Game.
Yeah, it was like Imagination Game.
You
know
that classic. The classic.
Fucking so Venom teaser.
Oh, that in terms of what a tease is, if a girl's teasing you, it's kind of like she grabs your dick a little and rubs it, but then stops. This tease was like someone just kind of pretended to flick near my penis. And I was like, that's it? That's everything? They're like, bye.
I'm really surprised in the first teaser they didn't even show a tooth, a hand, nothing.
Fingernail, nothing.
Yeah, they were just like, here's the black goo that will be Venom. Here's the character. Here's the dude that's going to be playing Venom.
I mean, it would have been so dope if you saw like the wrappings of the symbiote, like when he was in the
seat.
That, remember, just like three or four vines.
Do you remember Spider-Man 3 trailer where it shows the symbiote crawling up Peter's bed onto his hand?
Yeah,
that was a fucking cool. And then like it started.
And I think
show,
like the end of it, it showed it him trying to pull it off.
It was either that in the bell tower, like, or it was him starting to turn into it for the first time. One of the two, I can't remember. Yeah. But that, I remember seeing that at the front of Superman Returns. Did you see that movie?
Yeah.
With Kevin Spacey as Lex Luthor, and he's like trying to sell land.
Yeah, horrible.
Yeah.
Silly, silly movie.
Oh my God, I was like, that was so worth the fucking $12 I spent just to see that trailer. And then that movie came out.
And you're like, man, I'm getting ripped off.
I almost jumped off a building.
It's a bummer, too. That was like, yo, I know Superman's been neglected for a long time. You know, Christopher Reeves was the shit.
No, I'm talking about the Spider-Man 3 movie. I saw that, and I was like, what the fuck?
I was saying that about the Superman one, too.
I remember, dude, do you remember the fucking bullet to the eye?
Yeah, that was the one
That was the only
memorable.
Cool thing.
And I don't remember anything else.
And they put that in the trailer, which is weird. Oh, Superman's all creepy, and like when he comes back, Lois had a baby and shit, but it might be his, so he like looks out at a window from her like at night, just floating there looking all creepy.
Peeping Tom, little piece of shit, little farm boy.
Yeah, honestly. Little farm boy. So yeah, Venom trailer. Check it out and don't see Venom. But Batman Ninja, they released a new trailer
for
it.
Dude, I watched it.
The English trailer?
Oh my God.
Yeah, you saw like Catwoman, Bane. Yeah. Bane is a sumo wrestler? That is genius.
Dude, it's going to be ingenious.
And not only that, you saw the English trailer one?
Yeah.
The dub sound fucking great.
They're taking it and they're like, dude, can this just be really, really refined and perfect?
Yeah, I think I'm going to buy that. It's coming out on the Blu-ray 10, like special edition. And I think I'm going to grab that one.
Oh, I'm going to grab the regular edition and then talk shit to you.
That sounds like us. Yep. Yeah.
Call you a fucking idiot.
Oh, but it comes out May 8th.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on, let's see, it'll be streaming April 24th, and then, on digital, so you can buy it and stuff like that, but the actual, like,
we'll get it.
Physical copies are coming out May 8th. I'm so stoked for that.
We'll get it in April.
Yeah, no, we're gonna get it, I'm gonna get it in May. Oh, I got you. Yeah, we might do that, dude.
You know what I just said.
But yeah, you saw, like, Catwoman, Nightwing, Robin, Gorilla Grodd, like, it's Two Faces in it, like, the whole fucking, what do they call that? Rogues Gallery.
I think there's an anime called Ninja Scroll, and in that anime, like, you know, like when you've watched old Bruce Lee movies, and he's like, he fights one person, but then there's a cool sword play guy after that. Then there's like a staff person.
Yeah, it's almost like they're kind of like, it's like the Running Man.
Yeah. Like there's always cooler shit after.
Special ability ones. Yeah.
It looks like it might be that, like an anime like Ninja Scroll. Ninja Scroll did the same thing. He's like, oh, he fights a fucking woodland samurai. Then he fights a fucking stone god. Then he fights a dragon.
Did you, I can't remember what I was going to say. Never mind. But yeah, I'm so stoked for that flick.
Oh, dude. Yeah, no.
Oh, yeah. In the trailer, he's like, the Batwing, the Batmobile, and fucking all this other gadget shit is blown up. So I'm going to need your guys' help.
Yeah.
I was like, so this takes place in the, I thought it was going to take place in like, way, way back when.
Yeah.
Because I watched recently, I know this is a weekly recommendation for rejection, but whatever. Watched Gotham by Gaslight, and that's like if Batman was existing in the times of Jack the Ripper.
Yeah.
Not like anything like, and I was really hoping that he was going to have some sweet horse-drawn carriage. Like as the Batmobile, they never.
Yeah,
did that.
He's on like, what is that? What's that called? The things that like Spartans rode on with the two wheels.
Oh, a chariot.
Yeah, the chariot, like with like blades on it and shit.
Yeah, I thought that would have been a cool idea, but a missed opportunity, you know.
Batwagon.
Yeah. Alfred gas up the Batwagon. He's like, I'm feeding the horses now.
Yeah, they need to take a shit. They're a little thirsty.
Oh, could you imagine Batman's just like, come on, go. What do you mean you have to poop? Why do I rely on animals?
Did you pour tar on them? They're not black enough.
And you know that they would have like cool bat ears and shit like that. Oh man, I was like, I can't wait for this fucking carriage to show up.
Yeah, he's like hand casting their fucking like helmets for him.
But yeah, I thought that the Batman Ninja was going to be like that, set in that time period, because it looks like old Japan.
It did.
Yeah, but I think it's set nowadays.
And that's where Afro Samurai did the same kind of thing. It looked classic in the way
it took place in the modern time. Yeah, so
almost like those dudes are just so badass they were like old school.
Yeah, so May 8th, and that means that like that comes out right around the same time as fucking Marvel Infinity Wars.
Yeah, that's gonna be a real dropper. Like a drop in the fucking pan.
Flash in the pan.
whatever.
God, I hate this. Sorry, Deadpool 2, what'd you think?
Got the Nickel and Silver Spoon. Little Boy Blue and the Man
in the Moon. You don't know. Words.
Little Boy Blue and the Man in the Moon.
Little Boy Blue and the Man with the Poon.
Okay. All right. You've ruined this song. Then. You've ruined it.
Maybe have a good time then. Is that the same song?
Yeah.
Okay, right on. I don't know if I was doing that thing where I combine four songs into one. All right, good.
What was I going to say?
I don't know. You want to sing Jefferson Airplane?
No, you don't even know any Jefferson Airplane.
It's like one, the White Rabbit one.
In your head, be your head.
Yeah, I know Jefferson Airplane.
Okay,
all right, man.
That's enough. We're losing them.
Yeah, dude.
Yep, we're fucking losing them.
14 iPods just shut off. Everyone's using an iPod, not their phone.
Yeah, sweet iPod.
I remember when I got my iPhone for the first time, and I was like, oh, cool, like you can put all your music on here. I used my fucking iPod still. So did you.
Yeah.
Forever. I never put music on my phone.
It wasn't big enough. I don't think it was a smart enough of
That's
a device
true, yeah.
at first.
I think my iPod was 4 gigs, and so was my iPhone 4.
Yeah, and I didn't get an iPhone till 5, and it was 16 gig, and I had an 8 gig iPod full. And I was like, well...
Did your iPod get stolen?
Yeah, in Kent. Yeah, they robbed my car. They took my fucking Wayfarer glasses. They took my iPod and my Axe body spray.
Damn.
They were headed to a party, apparently.
Honestly, yeah.
And they got all the Damien Rice and Dashboard Confessional that they could choke on.
That's so funny. Yeah, they have these fucking hipster sunglasses fucking... And they're going to smell like a fucking 14-year-old boy, and then they have the saddest iPod known to man.
God damn, guys. We need to give this back to this kid. Like, where the fuck did you get this?
Yeah, he might be committing suicide as we speak, and now he has no cool music to die to.
Oh, my God.
All right, so Deadpool trailer. Deadpool 2 with Cable.
Yeah, it was very Deadpool.
Yeah,
it was very, very Deadpool. Like, if you're not into his comedy... Yeah, I can enjoy that trailer.
Oh, yeah, I beat Deadpool the game.
Ah,
yeah,
segue.
Finally got through that. Yeah, wasn't it nice? I enjoyed the trailer as well. Go watch it. But the last part of the game, you fight like 45 minutes worth of just an onslaught of clones coming at you.
Yeah.
And then you fight all the bosses that you fought in the game. They're clones of the bosses, but you have to fight them all at once. So each boss at the level, you're fighting them all at one time now. And then Sinister's the main bad guy, and he clones himself. You get like two of them, and then two of them, and then five come out. And it's weird, like, in the game, people will glow blue and they get health regen, so yeah. It's, like, almost impossible to kill them. But there's one dude that's controlling that, and you have to kill him first and everybody else. This one, there was one Sinister that, like, was controlling them health regen, and they switched Sinisters, like, every fucking 3 seconds.
Oh, so you had to chase him.
Dude, it took so fucking long. I died, like, 19 times.
That's really smart.
Yeah, and, like, it was just so hard to do. And then you get to the, you're like, all right, those are the clones, here comes Sinister. And he comes out, and then the Deadpool's like, you know, we thought we'd give you just all the glory, and, you know, you did a lot of work to get here, so here you go. And then there's a big X on the ground that you've seen the whole time, you have no idea why. And Sinister's like, God damn it, Deadpool, you've ruined everything. And then he was like, and he counts down, and then this giant sentinel boot just lands on fucking Sinister. And the dog that stole your dog, or dog that stole your arm in the game, Mr. Wiggles, he's inside the fucking shoe. And it's funny because, like, right before that mission, he's like, oh my God, my boot, and Mr. Wiggles, and they just fire off into fuck off. You're like,
yeah.
What's that for? And then at the end of the game, it kills Sinister.
It just comes down.
Yeah, and then he's like, roll credits, and then it just like starts shooting off fireworks and shit.
That's funny that it's like, no, that was the whole fight, you're good.
Yeah, yeah, because you're like, Jesus Christ, I had to do all this fucking work, and now here comes the boss. God damn, they're really milking this last fucking 45 minutes of the game.
That's fucking cool.
But yeah, Deadpool was so funny. If you're a fan, it's Devil May Cry, like God of War, hack and slash, and then, like, you know, Deadpool, just all over it.
Yeah.
It's super repetitive, but for the storyline alone, it's well worth it. All right, so Cloverfield 4 is slated to release in October 2018. Did you hear about this?
Good.
Did you hear about it?
No, but good.
All right, so... And I did a little research, so it turns out that these Cloverfield movies, ever since the first Cloverfield, that was the only one that was written to be a Cloverfield. 10 Cloverfield Lane was reshaped to be a Cloverfield universe movie, as was Paradox, and then the new one that is rumored to be called Overlord.
Yeah, but like
okay.
He's involved, JJ's involved with all of them.
Right, but I'm saying, like, they got a script called The God Particle, which was Paradox, and then they reshaped it to be part of Cloverfield's
universe. I wonder, because he put so much into it that is intentional, that if he has all these little outlines with nothing, almost like it's a dot, 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 and then he searches out.
This is what I'm thinking. Someone
for stories.
Someone probably, like, this somehow got to Bad Robot. the God particle to make us, and like JJ saw it and was like, oh, what if we did a, or someone was like, hey, what if we made this a part of the Cloverfield universe? That way we got brand recognition right off the bat. It's already a cool flick, and then we just add, sprinkle in some Cloverfield bullshit in it.
I just wonder if he's like, hey, you PR guys, keep an eye out for this, this, and this in a script. I kind of want to work on something. Yeah,
that makes sense. Okay.
Because it does, because it seems like he knows what he wants to see, but even though it's like, he finds the content.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's more so like he just like at one point.
Or he's just
like,
good at doing it.
I think he's just like, I'm J.J. Abrams. Hey, make this script about Cloverfield. They're like, you got it. Because that means he bought it.
Put in shit from every movie I made.
So check this out. There are a few details available for Overlord. That's the one that's coming out in October 2018 at the moment, which will be set during World War II.
Okay.
Isn't that wild? And feature soldiers fighting against supernatural forces unleashed by a Nazi experiment.
Wow.
Awesome.
Jesus, that's cool.
So you're going to get Nazis and the Cloverfield monsters, or some type of them. Wyatt Russell and Jovan Adepo lead the cast, just like the Cloverfield Paradox, 10 Cloverfield Lane before it. The movie began life as a separate movie before it became part of the series.
All right.
So you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, these movies are already written and like finished, and they're just like, make it a Cloverfield type movie.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so expect that. Like, I don't think we're
ever, I like it.
I don't know if we're, I mean, probably like 8 Cloverfields down the line, he might write another one, which would be cool. Joaquin Phoenix rumored to play the Joker. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
Wild, right? What do you think?
It just depends on what Joker he wants to play, but I mean, I've never...
It's going to be,
in all honesty, I'm a huge Joaquin fan. Like,
it's going to be a '80s Joker. Like him in the '80s, like coming to be the Joker, I'm guessing. Like,
all right. I mean, dude, like I said, like, I think Joaquin can do whatever the fuck he wants.
I think he's gonna be. I think he's gonna have a really cool take.
And I think his take is not gonna be.
It's not gonna be
campy. It's not gonna be fucking
or anything that we expect either. Yeah. I think it's gonna be weird.
It could be like when we saw fucking Kingpin in Daredevil. We were like, oh, that's such a
Vincent D'Onofrio,
beautiful Kingpin.
Yeah, they made him like almost on the autistic spectrum.
Yeah, like gentle but like furious.
Yeah. That was cool. But yeah, Joaquin Phoenix possibly playing the Joker. I also read this. Did you watch Curse of Chucky and Cult of Chucky?
I'm not into the Chuckies, but I watched Curse of the Chucky, I think.
Curse of Chucky, yeah, the one where it shows that like shot of the 6 soups and it looks like a revolver gun and he put rat poisoning in one of them. That's such a dope shot. All right, so the original writer of the Child's Play movies and the guy that's been directing these were talking about making, oddly enough, Chucky maybe going to World War II.
Oh, good Lord. To do what? Fucking snap the ankles of the Krauts? I don't...
No, he's
he's a Nazi leader.
Yeah, Adolf is obsessed with the cult. Like, you know, he's looking for the Ark of the Covenant, but he finds the possessed doll and brings him back in time or some shit like that. Oh, I'd be so down for that. Do you imagine how, like, insanely un-PC he could be in that movie?
Well, I don't know how much they'll allow it, but yeah, he could be a fucking psychopath.
Well, he's supposed to be a piece of shit. That's like the cool thing about Chucky, is that you can make him say horrible, fucked up shit that any other character wouldn't be liked for, but this is almost like, it's funny.
Yeah, he was always a...
Wait,
little...
so you didn't watch Cult of Chucky where like fucking the dude opens up the safe, it's Andy from the original movies, and he has the head of Chucky, and he tortures it every night?
I don't know.
Yeah, like he walks home and he's like, just me and you again, Andy, huh? She figure out your past? And he's like, God damn internet.
I think I do remember it. Does it take place in one house?
That's Curse of Chucky.
Okay.
Yeah, this one took place in like a hospital. Like the chick was like a mental patient, but it was the girl from Curse. I don't know, man. Cult of Chucky's
I don't
good.
Like Chucky's.
Why, are you scared of dolls?
Well, I didn't like that. He's a little too fucking, like, skittish. He, like, runs around. He's like a little rat. Like, can't... I don't like that.
You know, like small things.
Like a small creature that can run fast.
So you hate me?
No, you're very slow.
Whoa, when I want to be.
Yeah. Well, you must always want to be.
No, I'm usually normally really fast. I just tone it down. I don't want to...
Same here.
Yeah.
I keep all this muscle girth on me so people don't mask my... speed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Any perp that tries to rob me or something like that, you know, he doesn't know that I'm fast as hell.
He might be able to run outrun these titties, but not a bullet. You know? You know? That's what I say.
That's
my quote.
That's what I tells him.
That's what I say. Listen, newspaper person.
That's what
after
I
like murdered a perp in my house, like that's what I always tell.
Pretty sure I'm going to jail, but yeah,
take me away. You shot him in the back 24 times.
That's for sure murder, sir.
Whoopsies.
Like I said, can't run away from these tits. Why are you arresting me?
Okay, so yeah, I just don't care for Chucky because he creeped me out probably, or I watched him a little too much when I was doing like, what is that? What was that thing you used to do in the mirror in the bathroom?
Bloody Mary, fuck you.
I'd light a little candle.
That's insane.
I was
insane.
Like 7 or 8, just hoping to be like, I guess, killed Murdered. Alone. Yeah. I don't know. But I was really into that. And then I watched a lot of Chucky.
And you looked weird at me when I was like, you ever think about shoving bamboo up your fingernails, what that would be like? And
I was
like,
a little kid doing fucking rituals, like Ouija boards and fucking Bloody Mary. Like, that's not weird.
It's like a dark song. You're trying to raise
it. Yeah, but it's like a little fat kid with fucking like Twinkies under his fingers.
Bloody Mary. Take a bite of the Twinkie.
Yeah.
Bloody Mary. Take another bite. Bloody Mary. And then fucking like, she doesn't appear, but all your Twinkies are gone. No!
But for some reason, I'd be sweaty when I come out of the fucking bathroom. That was the weirdest part. If I was haunted by her, she made me sweaty.
Ed still does.
She's brought the curse.
You brought that ghost in this house, you piece of shit.
It's a sweat ghost.
We're both just like, oh, man, no wonder our feet smell so bad.
Yeah, well, she cursed us both.
Yeah, with fucking bad feet.
Those demon feet.
All right, so you want to hop into weekly recommendations and rejections?
I'd love to, sir.
Okay, cool. I watched As Above, So Below. Josie was like, you need to watch this movie.
Flip.
Yeah, that movie has a awesome shit in it. So it takes place in Paris in the catacombs, and it was actually filmed there. Me and her were trying to figure out if
those catacombs are fucked.
Yeah, we were trying to figure out if it was like a set built or if it was like filmed somewhere else that wasn't the catacombs, because that's like pretty... like a historical spot.
There are public catacombs that are almost like a little museum.
Right, yeah.
Then there's the catacombs that they're going into.
So basically, she's looking for the Philosopher's Stone, which, yes, is from Harry Potter. It's the same thing. It's the Resurrection Stone or Healing Stone. It's Stone of Power or some shit like that. And they go into the catacombs. And that movie is so fucked up. I will say this. It is handycam, but it's shot pretty... I think it's pretty tasteful. They did a lot of cool things with handycam.
There's some good shots of some really cool cult shit.
Yeah. Oh, that's the other thing. This movie's super evil, which is rad. And the whole As Above, So Below, like that explained, is so dope. So cool.
Dude, and I think the coolest shot in that entire film when I saw it was, and nobody really, people pass it up, is the fucking door that leads to hell. The little...
She pointed that
out. Like, door that leads to hell with the little... What says, like, one word on it.
No, it says, and the damned will enter the gates on their bellies. And you had to crawl because it was a little space.
So evil.
That was insane.
That's so evil. Like, and it's just, like, it's not what you would think a door to... Like, what's the doorway to hell? Oh, it's spiky and fucking huge.
Right. Yeah, it looks like a Hot Topic entrance.
Yeah, it's a creepy little fucking, like, wood or... stone door.
Could you imagine that? Like, that's what hell is. Like, some fucking dickhead for like 17
with, like,
year old
lightning letters.
Yeah, well, no, it just looks like it's a straight up a Hot Topic entrance,
but it just says hell.
Yeah. Hell Topic. Yeah.
Dude, I was analyzing, like, I was eating lunch and watching Hot Topic, and I watched, like,
oh, because it's right in the food
yeah
court.
Yeah, yeah. And I just watched, like, these people walk around, and these kids would go in and check everything. The one kid was in there for 5 minutes, but he moved constantly,
yeah.
Looked at every item in that store, and then just wandered out.
That makes sense.
And not one person talked to him. I was like, wow.
Now you go into Hot Topic, and it's literally like 50% off everything. I don't understand how they're still in business.
Come honestly. In and just take it is probably kind of the new sale.
Oh, yeah.
Just please take it.
Steal.
Son of a bitch.
As Above, So Below. I give like 8. I felt very... I like that movie a lot. I love like culty type stuff.
It's cool. You'd have to like Handycam to really get into it, but like I said, it's got great occult shit.
Like, coming off the heels of the last Handycam movie I saw was that fucking Sasquatch
movie.
What the fuck was
Pottersville?
That called? No, that wasn't Handycam, you idiot. Fucking the one that Bobcat did.
I thought that was Pottersville.
No, Pottersville was the one with Michael Shane.
Oh, yeah, Shannon.
Shannon.
Idiot. Fucking moron.
Michael
dumbass
Shane.
Piece of shit.
Ian McShane.
What the fuck's it called? I don't know. Who
I
cares?
Remember, yeah.
It's shitty. We didn't like it.
Spooky Bigfoot.
Fucking Bigfoot, not really.
Sasquatchian.
Squantia.
Yeah, Saskatchewan, Canada. That's where it looked like it was filmed. It wasn't, though.
Mm-hmm.
Looked it up. I think it was Washington State.
Ah.
Yeah. So what do you got?
Wow. Son of a bitch.
I'm honestly not sure it was Washington, dude. I fucking lied to him, man. I got him.
Okay, I watched a funny movie called Handsome. And there's this detective played by Jeff Garlin.
Oh.
And he's just, it's sort of like, it reminds me of, a Coen Brothers comedy. It's a little, it's like pretty dry. Like, yeah, there's a lot of weird jokes that are really funny, but you have to listen for 30, 45 seconds to figure it out.
Yeah.
But it's really funny, and it's just like a good, it's like a murder mystery. So he's trying to solve a murder, but he's a fuck up, and everyone around him is a fucking idiot. Like,
handsome.
Yeah, handsome.
What's that on?
Netflix?
Right on. As Above, So Below, I think it's on Amazon Prime. Or maybe HBO. Scary. HBO Go. HBO Go. Dude, did you hear about the new Arnold Schwarzenegger show coming to Amazon?
No.
He's playing a fucking federal marshal in the 1800s.
Oh, great.
A fucking show of that.
Wow.
Oh, that's awesome.
What is the accent?
The only one just he can do.
Yeah, yeah. His.
Ah, can I do me? They're like, that's why we got you.
That's the only thing we got from you. On your resume, you say, only do this accent.
Yeehaw. I'm a cowboy.
Look at the spurs on my boots.
Kurt Marshall. It's always laughing.
Rope him up, cowboy.
They're like, no, you don't have to laugh. They're like, I'm a cowboy. all right, so what do you give? What would you give the movie that you saw?
Oh, Handsome. It's 7 out of 10. It's a fun comedy. Oh, good, not cool. Like tons of rewatch, but yeah.
Hacksaw Ridge.
Yeah, I watched the end of that with you. I know it.
Mel Gibson.
Kicking fucking ass.
Dude, that movie fucking is way rad. Andrew Garfield's fantastic in it too. Super sad, but like very moving and insanely action-packed. Now, I will say, you have to get through about an hour and 15 minutes of him just being like, I won't hold a gun and I like fucking God and all this bullshit. But once the action hits, like the first war scene, I think was like 35 minutes straight of just motherfuckers getting blown up in half. Like, it is fucked up.
Everyone's getting halved.
Yeah, I've been halved pretty bad. And the way that they fight on that fucking like giant wall and they just have to go up is absolutely insane to me.
Yeah.
And what that dude did too, like Andrew Garfield's character, Hacksaw Ridge, is fucking phenomenal. I think I'd give it like a 9. I really enjoyed that movie.
It's a fantastic movie.
Yeah, it really is. What did you watch? Stop petting the cat.
He's so cute. Look at his tubs.
I know, but you literally stopped talking.
Sorry.
You're like, oh, look at him.
Hey, man. Ugh. You know I can't resist. Oh, hit my mic.
Yep.
Okay, so what, my next movie?
Yes, fuck.
All right. Dude, it's not a movie.
Oh, Kill Command.
Trip you out. Fuck off. I did watch Kill Command.
I fell asleep. How was it?
Oh, it was as... All right, well, let's review this right now.
Yeah.
So I watched this movie called Kill Command. It was a basic sci-fi story.
Yeah.
Very simple.
Mm-hmm.
With great ideas for what they wanted the sci-fi world to be and all these cool things that could have been.
But not executed
no
well.
Budget.
Yeah.
Just no budget. Like,
I didn't think the CGI was that
bad. It wasn't atrocious, but there was so much of it that eventually I was like, it's just, I'm watching just subpar CG. I know it.
That one wasn't handicammed, right?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. Yeah, I give that a 7 out of 10. They did really good for what they had.
Willow Creek. That was the name of
Willow
that fucking...
Willow Creek. Fuck that movie and his fucking ass.
Sasquatch movie.
Sam Squanch, get out of here.
Freaking Sam Squanch.
Sam Squanch coming.
Cheeseburger eating bastard.
Decent. So that was our bubbles.
Yeah. All right, so Kill Command, what do you give it? From what I saw, I'd give it like a 5.
Yeah, I said 7 out of 10 because of their effort.
Oh, wow.
Look at him. I know.
Look at that.
Yeah, okay, look at me. Look at you.
What were you going to say before I brought up Kill Command?
I was going to say I was watching a show. And when I say watching a show, I am binging this shit. It's been a real binger. If
and
you
when
know
I
what
say
I mean.
Watching a show, I've been binging it. You sound like you should have your own YouTube channel.
Dude, I should have my own YouTube channel. I should have my own fucking island.
That dude that makes fun of all the YouTube
the Honest Trailer?
No.
Oh, YouTube. Joel McHale?
Yeah. You'd pop up on him.
Oh,
if
yeah.
I watch it, I mean, binge this shit. Don't you just want to kill that motherfucker? That's what I get fancy.
Yeah. Don't you just want to hit him in the mouth?
God.
And I'm like, and it's a still of me just like, eee! Or eating lasagna or something.
Yeah, there you go.
So accurate.
Yeah.
So accurate. But I would most definitely...
Oh, you could call it binge and purge. You eat while you review shows that you have binged.
Then I regurgitate my
on
thoughts.
On camera at the end. And then you throw up at the end.
That's binge and purge. Help me. Somebody help me. This is so bad to post.
Binge and purge.
Will no one reach out? I have like 2 million views, and I'm like, but no one calls.
He's still up.
Nope. Don't pay attention to him. He's too cute. He's too cute.
No, it's not that. He's already starting to go for cords, I can tell.
Dude, he gets cord hungry when we're in here.
Well, no, his eyes go saucer-like, which I imagine they look like whenever he kills like a chipmunk or sits on a mouse.
Yeah, the glazed-over kill look like a shark.
Yeah, he's just an empty vessel that's just for murder.
Oh, dude. It's like he went to hell and back like Event Horizon.
I found a fucking stink bug in here.
All right, I don't care about your fucking discoveries.
I'm just letting you know, dude.
Why are you bringing up house shit?
They're coming from upstairs now.
They're coming about from upstairs now. What are you rambling
about?
They're
migrating.
Up to you?
No, I think down.
Well, keep them out of my shit.
Oh, man, I'm just saying, if you find one, flush it.
I would.
Yeah.
I wouldn't fucking adopt it.
This is Charles.
Yeah, this is Bob, and he's living on my shoulder. No, I would kill stink bug, but I just don't need your dirty stink bug attic bugs coming down into my plentiful room.
Yeah, well, it wasn't in your room. It was in the in this room.
Okay. Yeah. Well, next on Bob Vila's fucking do-it-yourself.
I saw the bird today, too.
There's a bird that lives in our goddamn fucking gazebo cover over our stairs, and he scares me in the morning, and I hit the shovel on it, and it goes away, and Paul now sees what I've been dealing with. Isn't he creepy up there?
Yeah, he looks like the angriest thing ever.
Son of a
the
bitch
The way that
up
his,
there.
like, I don't know, his fur, his feathers are placed.
Stupid.
The color
feathers.
Of his face, though, makes him look like the angriest, most curmudgeon-y little bitch
bird ever.
I'm thinking,
like, he's going to come at me fucking beak first and give me the old... fucking poke and go.
I named him Oswald.
Shut up. Oswald?
Sorry, Oswald. I really fucked that one up. I named him after that. He looks like the penguin.
It's getting late.
He looks like Danny He looks like Danny DeVito penguin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, he's a fuck.
You can call him Cobblepot if
you
want.
I can't wait to fucking tuck a bunch of fucking newspaper into those little corridors where
he
lives.
Do that. I kind of like him.
Fuck him in his face.
I know. He looks so angry. I just kind of like the spirit of it.
I have enough of that.
And I kind of like that he scares you in the mornings.
No.
Yeah.
Go out there with a fucking BB gun.
Don't do that.
Blow his little brains out.
Oh, man.
I wouldn't do that.
Thank you.
But I'd scare him off like an old curmudgeon.
Yeah, he is, yeah. All right, you didn't finish Geostorm, did you?
No, I did not.
Yeah, it was a fucking turd.
So I watched the beginning of this turd that I give a 3 out of 10 with that amount I've seen.
Yeah, I'd probably give it about that,
Son
too.
Of a beast thing. It's
Ed
a
Harris,
piece of shit.
Ed Harris was in that.
That was called fucking Geo Paycheck.
I guess so, man. It was way bad. Like, even the storyline of it, like, everything was super cliche. It's so shitty. Don't watch it. Two out of ten.
It feels like sometimes they go to actors and they're like, no, the movie's called Mountains Run Through Rivers, and it's an art indie piece. Sign here. It's actually called Lasers.
Oh, okay. So do you want me to spoil it for you what happened?
Oh, sure.
All right. So, how far did you get?
To where he's up there and he realizes it's
Gerard Butler's
the little
in space trying to
Gerard Butler's doing shit. Spoilers.
Yeah.
No,
it's fine.
And
no one should watch.
He's
this.
Grouchy because his ship is not the way he wants it to be because he built the big ship.
Yeah.
And then, which that's the coolest part of the movie is that huge ship.
Yeah.
I enjoy that ship the most. What the fuck? He finds out the little British kid is like a fucking like asshole hacker.
Yeah. So it turns out that Ed Harris's character wanted to kill everyone in line for the president and then become president. And then also at the same time, kill all of our enemies in different countries. So different countries are getting hit by the fucking weather machine and shit like that. And then he becomes president at the end of it. Like that was what he wanted. But he gets stopped, dude.
Oh, shit.
There's an insane car chase where the road's falling apart because, you know, weather.
You know, weather.
Yeah. There's the scene in like Japan and this dude is just driving down the street and it's caving in like
you
saw that.
Yep. The weather outside is apocalypse, apparently.
Yeah. Geostorms. Don't watch it. What else you?
I haven't got to the show that I've been binging.
Oh, and then purging right now.
Purging out my heart about it. I don't care about you or anything. Altered Carbon is the name of the show. And it stars
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Damn it. What's his name?
Jiminy Cricket.
Joel something. He's
Joel
the new
Schumacher.
RoboCop. The new RoboCop.
Oh, I have no idea what his name is, but yeah, he's from House of Cards and shit.
Yeah. He's an iron actor. He's pretty cool.
I love him in House of Cards. RoboCop, I'm watching, so I'm not giving it a full review because, you know, I haven't seen the whole thing since theaters, I think. But it's not that bad, but he's not that good either, you know?
Yeah, he's kind of middle of the road.
Yeah.
He's like a Jai Courtney from Terminator Genesis. You can enjoy him enough, and he's in the new Die Hard, but he's not really great.
He's like a Christian Bale in Terminator Salvation.
Yeah. Yeah, just kind of there. He's really in it, but that's about, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's called Altered Carbon.
Yes.
And it's on Netflix. It's a Netflix original. And it's got Joel, whatever his name is, Henderson or something like that.
I'm getting you right now.
Oh, and then it's all about, like, you have a stack, which is a download of your entire human consciousness in this.
Kinnaman.
Joel Kinnaman. And it's like a pog. It's the shape of a pog, and it goes into the back of your neck to connect to your spinal cord and your brain. And it downloads everything that is you. So you use human bodies as sleeves.
Okay.
And so you can just trade out sleeves. Like, wives will come home with a hotter sleeve to, like, fuck their husband, then give it back.
And it's, like, the same personality.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like Surrogate meets Matrix meets Invasion of the Body
Snatchers. Like, yeah, but, like, a little girl on insurance after she got hit by a car had, like, a replacement sleeve guaranteed, but it didn't say what gender or age, so it made her, like, a 65-year-old man.
Whoa.
And this little girl's like, I'm 7, what is wrong? Like, what the fuck is this? And her parents are like, it's okay, honey. And it's, like, this old dude crying.
That's fucked up.
So it's a crazy... I feel like it's almost like a more action-packed, still sitcom-y, because you have, like, his little sidekick crew, like, Punisher. All these shows have, like, the crew
thing. The funny
thing.
One.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's almost like Blade Runner with more action to it, because it's a little more engaging. You know, Blade Runner can be like one singular event. This one has, like, crazy shit happens nonstop all day. People have robotic arms. People can fucking, like, boot into other people's, like, sexual consciousness. People can take pills to make them think that they're a different gender.
Weird.
And masturbate and come. There's booths where you can virtually kill people for fun.
Wow.
To get out your rage. And people can live forever. If right. you're rich enough, you can have clones of yourself that are sleeves, and you can have backed up digital content on a satellite. So even if you're core gets blown up by, like, shattered by a gunshot or electric.
There's, like, a cloud save.
Yeah, you have a cloud save if you have the billions of credits for it. And there's, like, people that live in the clouds above society, and they call them grounders.
Whoa.
Yeah. They're like, you will never leave the ground again. Like, get the fuck out of our house.
That's crazy.
It's an incredible show. Like,
what do you give it, dude? Are you done with it?
Oh, it's a 9.5. I'm like, I think I have 2 or 3 episodes left.
Well, hurry it up.
Well, I'm working on it.
I watched the Rob Zombie film 31.
Yeah.
So this is like, you said murder porn.
Yeah.
Or gore porn.
Torture porn.
Not that really.
Not that crazy?
Nah.
People are like, it's just a gore fest.
There's a lot of blood, but I mean, like, not like showing, like, insides of guts and shit like that. That you'd think that, that's what I think.
Inside out
gory.
Boobs and, like, yeah, sure. Tongues and butts.
Sure. Well, yep. Mm-hmm.
penis is cut in half like a hot dog.
Oh.
When you split a hot dog?
Okay, right on. I was like, what the
fuck? That's fun.
Okay.
Oh, this was just what I heard from some people.
Right on.
I've never seen it.
Basically, like, these people will get captured, and it's 31. I think it takes place on Halloween. That's why it's called 31. That's what the game is called. Like, let's play 31.
Yeah.
And basically, it's kind of like the first one that comes out is the first killer. Like, they're all set up in this, like, warehouse type thing. And then a killer is unleashed upon them. And then these people dressed in old Victorian, like, powdered wigs and white faces are the ones leading the whole thing. And they're like, they put odds on everyone.
So bet system.
Yeah. So they're betting millions of dollars, you know. And then, like, and then capturing these 5 people and watching them get murdered. It's kind of like The Running Man, because you get, like, levels.
Yeah. They're just like, yeah.
So that's, like, a neat thing.
Like a big bum fight.
But, like, it's just, well, they're, like, regular people.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're, but the regular people, they just kind of suck the entire time. And, lo and behold, Sherry Moon.
Sherry Moon, what an actress for our times.
Guess who survives the whole movie until the end? Sherry Moon. She's cool. I don't mind her, like, when she's in a, like, supporting role. Like, when she was Michael Myers' mom, that was cool. Not the second one so much, but the first one. Before she was, like, when she was holding that fucking horse in, like, a wedding dress. That was so fucking
weird. You don't like her in House of 1,000 Corpses?
She's not bad in that. Yeah, I'm cool.
That's
with that
her
one.
Forte is sort of, like, crazy hick.
Yeah, well, in this one, she's just, like, a regular chick from the, I don't know what time this
takes place. I don't believe it. It sounds like she's married to Rob fucking Zombie.
Yeah, something like that. But yeah, 31, I mean, like, it's watchable, but I give it like a 6 or 5. It wasn't amazing at all. Okay. It's a really cool concept, though. Like, I like that. Like, these kind of, like, wasps, as they were known, like, are, like, just...
Oh, yeah.
Taking these people, and then the monologue at the beginning, though, is fucking amazing. It's, I can't remember the dude's name. Let me look it up real quick.
Do you know what wasp means?
No.
White Anglo-Saxon Protestant.
Wow. Look at you, dude.
Yeah.
Goddamn, here's fucking $4 for that knowledge. That was insane.
Yeah.
let me help you out.
You like
man.
That, huh? Yeah. I'm pulling out the big guns, baby.
Yeah, honestly. I mean, like, what were the fucking... Who would have thought that you would have been reading about wasps today?
Well, no, no, hopes not today.
I'm kidding.
It was when I... Shut up. It was when I researched the term wasp when it was on... Oh, God, what the fuck is that movie with Leonardo DiCaprio?
The Beach.
Yep. No, I'm talking about Romeo and Juliet, dum-dum.
Oh, right on, yeah.
Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, okay.
Because, what's his name? His fucking best friend in the movie is, he calls him a wasp.
Yeah.
He's like, look at this fucking wasp with his oversized glasses and his shitty sweater, like... And then I was like, what's a wasp, man? Does it mean like a business person or like a fucking like shady dude? I don't fucking know this term. So
yeah,
I
mean, it's just like a person.
It means like just a pretty white boy.
Yeah, kind of. His name was Richard Brake.
Mm.
Do you know who that is?
Nope.
Okay, right on. He was in Kingsman. He was the interrogator, the new one, the new Kingsman.
Oh, okay.
He interrogates the guy that you thought died in the first one. Spoilers.
Right, right.
But he's been in a whole bunch of shit. But his monologue at the beginning is so fucked up, insane. Like, it's wild. It's really good. Like, it's just him talking to the camera.
Yeah.
But it's a person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I got, baby.
That's all you got. Okay, I watched the new Hellraiser Judgment just now. It was not that good at all. Probably
shocking.
Yeah, it's a detective movie again, and there's like a serial killer out there that's doing like the Ten Commandments, very Seven-like.
Dude, they just need to do the one that's about the book that you told me about.
Yeah, the Scarlet Gospel.
Yeah.
Yeah, where where Pinhead fights his way through hell to resurrect Satan, then murder him, and then become the king of hell.
And raise the engines of hell.
Oh, yeah, the engines of hell, yeah.
I love that term so much.
Yeah, that was dope.
He said that, and I was like, I like lit up. I was like, wait, what's up?
Engines of hell?
Say more.
Yeah, no, I just got The Hellbound Heart. You should read that and then Scarlet Gospel. They're not long. They're good, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the movie wasn't that good. There's a new Pinhead. It's not Doug Bradley. But yeah, so there's a serial killer. He's killing people for the Ten Commandments and shit like that. There is a really cool concept. It's just done badly, you know?
Yeah.
And you could tell like $0 were spent on it.
That's a bummer.
Yeah. It's weird though. Like at the beginning, they're fucking, okay, so it's called Judgment. And at the beginning, they're torturing this guy, kind of, and they're like, okay, tell me your sins. And he, on a typewriter, he starts typing, but it's, like, connected to their veins, so
yeah.
All the ink is in blood. As
Ooh.
He types, it's being pumped in, like, from the person.
Yeah, like that.
That's, like, telling all their sins. Like, he's like, well, why'd you pick the girl, the little girl, why'd you pick her to murder? And he says, like, I couldn't help myself, blah, blah, blah. She was just so pretty. I've never seen so much blood come out of a little creature. Creepy shit.
Yeah.
And then the assessor comes in to see if you're guilty or not for your sins. And it's this fat dude with a suit jacket and no shirt. And he comes in and he pulls out a little bottle. He puts all your pieces of paper in like this weird like circular bowl that's like kind of looks like this lid, like tin.
Yeah.
And he pulls out this little jug of like water and he goes, children's tears, and pours it on it and then eats your sins, the paper.
Okay.
Then he regurgitates it into this tube. And then there's these three chicks that are all fucked up in the face with their fucking boobs out. They're just wearing thongs. They stick their fingers inside the vomit that comes from the other wall.
Uh-huh.
And then the guy's like, what's your verdict? And they'll be like, guilty or innocent.
Oh, my God.
Fucking weird. And then they're like, now you will be cleansed. And then they start like fucking just draining you of blood. And these girls are sitting there getting it all over their tits. It's weird as hell.
That's the beginning?
That's the opening scene.
That sounds dope as shit. That's like some Cell shit.
Yeah. If you want. I mean, I have it on PlayStation for the next 48
hours. Well,
that
sounds dope.
Yeah, so
that's about it.
I don't know if I can give you my password and name, but you might be able to sign in and then just watch it on your.
Oh yeah, yeah
it's
yeah.
rented for 48 hours. So yeah, if you want to check it out,
right?
And yeah, the last one I watched was Gotham by Gaslight, which I already talked about. In that movie, I'd give like a 7.5. It was really good.
Cool.
I wish the animation was a little bit smoother. Like they're not very high frame rate, I think, and so everything's kind of like just choppy.
It's also, I think it's so hard on animation anymore because of how high our resolution is on our TVs.
Oh, we watch definitely, it. Yeah.
It's been like, on VHS, I was like, Akira is the greatest looking thing ever.
Yeah, I downloaded Akira to watch because, like, you mentioned Akira's bike, and I was like, you know, I really need to watch that. And I downloaded it, and it was all in Japanese and looked like someone taped it off a phone.
Yep.
God, it sucked.
God, it sucked.
All right, so let's hop into Test of Tony. We watched The Spirit. Well, you did.
Well,
I did not.
I watched The Spirit, people. This movie stars a man who is so forgettable, it's not even funny. It's kind of pathetic. Like, he's supposed to be a very charismatic ladies' man, vigilante, superhero that can't be hurt.
Was it like The Shadow?
What?
You ever see The Shadow?
No, it's not like The Shadow. It's like Sin City's dumb small brother eating dirt.
Why he's gotta be small?
He's just like a little like puny one.
Oh,
like a puny version of Big Brother. What?
Nothing.
You got a problem?
What's up, subcompact?
Compared to Cat Paul, regular Paul's a fucking beast.
Yeah, I like
that.
You
could throw him against the wall and hurt him, maybe.
Maybe.
He like leaned his head up a little. He's like, "What's up? Who cares?"
All right. Anyways.
The Spirit. My God. So. Samuel L. Jackson and Scarlett Johansson and Eva Mendes are all in this movie, and they're all way more memorable than The Spirit.
Yeah.
Who wears chucks and has a red tie and
so you were right.
Puts on a hat. I was. And didn't make it any better, though. And just the most, this has to be straight up canon fucking shit from the comics, because if it's just something Hollywood wrote, it's fucking lunacy.
Why?
Dude,
I don't remember this movie
at all. This dude's like, the some of the lines that are in this movie are some of the craziest, most absurd things I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Like, just Samuel L. Jackson, there are cool themes, but they're just shittily done. Yeah. There are all of the octopus, which is Samuel L. Jackson, the villain's character, all of his henchmen are these drone dudes. They all look the same. They're all clones, but they're dumb. So they act like, they're just like, they're like Hodor. That's the best way to describe them. They're like Hodor, but they all wear different shirts that have Latin phrases on them, like ethos, pathos, logos. Yeah. But you don't really know what it's for. Mm. And then in a different scene, they have fatso, lumpo, like words that end with O that are just random. And then they have another one where it's like backwards words. And I'm like, why? But fuck why? Like, the fuck why?
I'm cool with it. I just want to know.
Like, there's nothing realistic. It feels like, at times, it's like, well, you know, I'm watching The Mask, because he's, like, pulling guns out of nowhere. He's like, I've got two rocket launchers in my pocket. And I'm like, so...
Maybe that's how it
is
was.
Is there no reality?
Yeah, maybe that's just how it was.
Like, just because you guys are strong doesn't mean you can put rocket launchers in your pee hole.
Did you ever watch The Dark Knight Returns? It's
no.
An old Batman and he fights Superman at the end of it.
No.
Okay, it's an animated movie. That's where they got that fucking metal suit from in Batman v Superman.
Yeah.
Anyways, he fights, this is really weird, he fights a giant Nazi woman with fucking no shirt on and fucking swastikas over her nipples.
And there was that kind of shit in here,
that's
too.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and they never explain why she's like that or okay. What.
All right. And this is the exact same thing. This must be a comic book thing.
I'm about to say, even in the comics, like fucking, like they never explain why he's fighting this lady.
Yeah.
And she just has a machine gun just shooting him, and her tits are out with swastikas. It's weird.
Okay, then that must be a comic book thing, because this movie, out of nowhere, he gets captured by the octopus, who, to this point, was just a black dude who has regenerative powers, and he loves fighting the spirit, and he's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, I don't like getting egg in my face, and then, like, takes out both these, like, eyes of this dude, and he's like, do you see what I mean? And like throws him away. I'm like,
very, it's quippy.
Very quippy, like lots of just creepy weird shit that he does by himself. Out of nowhere, he's wearing fucking full like German Nazi regalia, and him and Scarlett Johansson are just like, there's this huge swastika and like this fucking giant poster of Adolf Hitler, and they make no reference to why they're dressed like that, but he gives a speech about how much he loves the spirit and wants to kill him for that. Like, he loves that he's his enemy.
I wonder if that shit's just, like, it's fucked up to be fucked up.
And, yeah, he's just, like, out of nowhere, like, they all fall out the window of that room, and they're just on the ground, and then people are in other clothes, like, for no reason. It's just...
Yeah, I think it's sometimes, like, that type of shit, like, they're just like, this is eye-catching.
It's lunatic shit.
Yeah.
And, like, the tits are all just, like, it's weird. He fucking hits on 49 different chicks in the fucking movie.
The spirit.
And contradicts himself every time. He's like, you know, you're the only one for me, doll. I love you. I love you, baby. It's you and me forever. 4 seconds later, he's like, she's no one.
Yeah, well, I think that that's like the thing.
Yeah, it's like that he's like, yeah, this fucking...
Tells them what they,
like,
want to hear.
Yeah, he's just... The spirit of the city is kind of a little prick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And so then he talks about, like, his real love is this girl. His real love is that girl. And then he talks about his city that he's in love with. And by the end, I was like, oh, just shut the fuck up.
So you're,
like,
just confused.
You're not that cool even. Like, it's just you. Fists. That's all he does. He just punches and gets beat up.
Well, rocket launchers out of nowhere?
No. That's the enemy.
Oh.
He just gets shot a bunch or he gets punched, but then he's like, it's just how he's like a charismatic guy getting his ass kicked. He's
so,
like, where's my head even though my nose is broke?
What do you give it?
A 5 out of 10? Like, it's,
so you will rewatch it?
Oh, fuck off. I'd rewatch it if I was falling asleep and it was on USA.
Did that happen to you a lot?
What?
Like, you falling asleep to USA?
Yeah.
Why you?
And then I'd wake up and it'd be American Gladiators or some shit.
American Gladiators is dope. Did you ever think you would be good at that show?
I did. Like, yeah. I was like, there's ones I'd be great at, ones I'd be horrible at. Like the tower that you had to climb, the pyramid you had to climb, and you had the double-sided padded,
yeah,
like, staff.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I would conquer that tower from the top. And they'd always run down the big padded, like, levels of the, yep, pyramid.
That show is so dope.
Oh, it's crazy. And they hurt each other so much.
They brought back that show for, yeah, a second, and then it was, like, bad.
Yep.
Laser, well, yeah, you taser, need, like, thunder.
Lightning, laser, blaze. No, Blade. It was incredible. Because also, I think some of those guys and girls, like, some of them went on to do movies. Some of them went on to be, like, in the WWE.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Did you, what other shows did you think you could do? Because there's a lot of shows like that when we were kids, like Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Yeah, Legends I thought I'd be good at.
Yeah.
I don't think I would be good at Double Dare because it was slippery.
Yes, Ermac a question.
Yeah.
Remember Ermac?
Yeah.
The giant fucking face wall.
What else would I be good at?
Double Dare, yeah. It's always like, put this fucking thing, yeah, on your head and then dump it from head to head and then run, yeah, across and don't die.
Take this sponge and wash this window, but, yeah, the sponge is 4 feet above your head.
And also, we iced the floors.
Yeah.
That thing looked like the slipperiest place ever,
nah,
made.
I never thought in my wild, you know, as I watched Ninja Warrior, there was never a time when I was like,
what was the one with the guts? Spill your guts. Back to you, Merv, or whatever the fuck her name was.
No, guts I never thought I'd be good at.
Really?
What the fuck was the one?
I always wanted to climb the aggro crag, man.
Yeah, I was never into that. Like,
I wish they would put that somewhere so I could do it.
I'm sure there's an aggro crag at some sort of, like, amusement park.
All the stones falling on you. Would you race me in an aggro crag challenge?
No, because that, like, is that the one that has, like, a reverse trampoline or a reverse treadmill?
No, the aggro crag was just, like, you would walk up and you have to press buttons as you go up and shit would happen. Like, rocks would fall,
oh,
on you. It was the last thing. That's, oh, yeah, when you, yeah, got, yeah, the green aggro crag championship,
well, because
trophy.
That was all bullshit and those were, like, foam rocks,
yeah,
I'd probably be awesome at it.
I think I'd beat you.
I'd just take it to the face.
Yeah,
you'd be getting knocked around
as you do most things.
Yeah, yeah, but I'd be not getting knocked around like a little punk bitch.
Oh wow, I'm so much quicker than you. I'd be like dodging rocks.
You've never,
like,
dodged a rock.
You'd be like, I've
never seen you dodge a rock.
As you fucking,
you'd
climb.
Be growling, or I'm the growling bear, and you'd be dodging rocks.
Yeah, you'd be just taking the rocks.
Yeah, and I'd just be like, honey.
And then I'm just up at the top already hitting,
really,
the button.
Really? You, yeah, come down and, like, help me?
Yeah, together.
Be like, I've already been up, dickhead.
Yeah, I've already been up and halfway back down.
And then
obviously.
I'd be like, listen, I'm Frodo, you're Sam, carry me. And then I just go limp.
Oh, God. And then my back breaks, and then I die, and I don't even get to hold the trophy.
and I'm in a guilt coma, and I'm like, who won, though?
I always wanted to be on Wild and Crazy Kids. Do you remember that one?
Nah.
They would just do, like, random cool shit. Like, they'd be like, all right, we're going to fucking have these ice blocks, and you're going to sit on them, and you have to go down. But it's a relay race, so it'd be, like, a slightly slanted hill, and you'd have to sit on the ice block and move it.
Oh, Jesus.
And then tag the next person and shit.
I thought I'd be pretty good on Road Rules.
Oh, yeah, you would. For sure. Didn't you have to be on Real World first to get on Road Rules?
No. Road Rules was just like a competitor show.
Oh, yeah, and then they did Real World versus Road,
yeah,
Rules.
Yeah, like those were just two shows they tried to get more people to...
Yeah. You know what? Do you think you could have done Fear Factor?
It depends. I'm not eating like fucking like live giant cockroaches or some shit.
Yeah, motherfuckers the size of a cell phone.
But like putting me in like a fucking glass coffin with like snakes, sure.
No way.
What do you mean no way?
You'd be pissing shit covered in 3 seconds.
No, I'm not Indiana Jones, dude. I'm Tony Santanelli.
You would not do that. I doubt that.
Why? They always gave him goggles.
What about the, what if it fucking wraps around your, like, leg?
What do you mean
dick?
Wraps around your leg? They were like 2-foot snakes. They were putting them in there with fucking anacondas.
Well, I guess that'd be good for you, but for me, they could wrap around me.
No, they couldn't. Yeah, snake they put in there didn't have enough pressure to do anything to them. Guaranteed.
You don't think?
Oh, no, they put him in life and death fucking situations. Like, here's a revolver. Oh, you know it's blanks, right? Nope, real bullets.
We're playing Russian roulette. This is the final challenge.
You
Whoever
could
survives.
Have really died doing this with Joe Rogan.
Fair like, enough. All right.
Yeah, like, they probably dosed him up with Robitussin, threw him in the cage. But like eating bugs, I'm not into eating.
There's one
like
that was like a 100-year-old rotten egg. I was like, how did they even come by that? Like, how did they know? Like, who's selling this shit?
Yeah, like, oh, here's some toxic waste. I'm like, no.
This is the 1906 batch of eggs that I've been rotting for 100 years throughout generations of my people. Would you like to buy them? Fucking, yeah. What was it on Spike?
Yeah, like Spike TV.
But yeah, I don't know if I could do that. The third challenge always looked really cool, and the first one did. The second one was always the gross or the freaky one.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, all right, you got to put this fucking cave spider into your mouth. And you're like, what?
Oh,
they're
yeah,
like,
or put your hand in a box.
Full of them, yeah. But, like, the cave spider one in the mouth, I mean, like, that's insane.
Yep.
Because they're like, they can survive in the mouth, and they're like, now eat it. You're like, what
Imagine
the
if
fuck?
It was on today, it'd be like, now take this razor blade and slit your eyelid.
Yeah, that's what they would be doing.
And it would be like, that's normal TV,
Here's
dude.
Here's $50,000.
Good
right.
luck with your eyes.
So, what's happened to movie of the week? We watched, I don't know how, what happened. I feel like I just blacked out, and I was like, wait, we're doing this show?
That was dope.
We watched Way of the Gun.
Way of the Gun,
Ryan
dude.
Phillippe, Juliette Lewis, and Benicio Del Toro. Right?
This movie.
I wasn't even looking at IMDb.
Yeah,
bitch.
Dude, you just had it.
Yeah, it was like fucking IMDb me, more like it.
Okay.
Internet movie data me.
You done?
Continue.
Okay.
I don't have all day.
This movie, not many people I know have seen this movie.
Yeah, I haven't. What year was it made?
I thought it was like early 2000s.
It has to be. It looks fucking like they were on a shoestring budget. I'm not going to lie. Some of the action scenes, I was like, but other gun scenes was fucking awesome.
Dude, I loved the gun discipline in that movie.
Yeah, for sure.
They're so tactical feeling.
I'm about to say the end scene where they're showing them how to reload while you're injured with fucking multiple lacerations. I'm like, yeah. Wow, that's really unique.
Like, yeah, they really did. I think my favorite part about this movie is the realism of the subtlety.
2000s,
yeah, like
right after Cruel Intentions.
That's just it. Like, these actors made this movie, and it—I don't think it did well. No one heard of it.
Benicio looks way young.
Yeah,
too.
He looks way young and badass. Like, dude, fucking Sarah Silverman's
and
in it at the beginning.
Oh, when she drops the F word a lot,
dude, she is rough in the beginning of that, and he says he's gonna come over there and fuck start her head.
Yeah, and she's like, "What are you gonna? You gonna go fight that guy?" He's like, "I guess." He's, oh man, that whole scene was awesome. They get the shit kicked out of him right at the beginning. Yeah. That was such a, I don't know, I don't want to spoil too much.
Dude,
but yeah,
it's
so
a cool movie. It's so weird.
They're like kind of like mercenaries for themselves.
Just like bandits, yeah.
Yeah, and they find out that a lady, Juliette Lewis's character's surrogate mother, getting paid like $1 million to have the kid, so they know that the people have a lot of money, so they're going to kidnap her and have a ransom, basically, correct?
Yeah, but they don't know who they stole her from. Turns out it's like a guy who owns, like, you know, does money laundering for the mobs and shit.
Right.
There's
a lot of
but
stuff.
Then there's like these terms you don't hear in movies. Like, they discuss like
bagman.
In depth what a bagman is. Yeah. And like, there's these older group of gentlemen that were like almost like the old guard.
Yeah.
And shit. And like,
they were like hitmen back in the day.
Yeah.
And now they're all in their like 50s.
Yeah. It's very unique. Like, the action scenes, like you said, some of them are like shoestring budget. Some of them are inaccurate for the amount of bullets they shoot.
Oh, yeah.
My God, a lot of bullets.
All of them. They used all
the bullets.
Of them. Yeah, America was out of bullets after that movie was made.
Beyond bullet, like, capacity,
yeah.
The fucking other parts of the play were so... They were, like, as in-depth as John Wick. Like, the way he reloads and, like, does speed loading. Like, they were doing shit with shotguns and pistols that was, like, really hardcore.
I understand why you like that type of movie.
Yeah.
Because you like gunplay, knife play. especially when they're tactical with it. Like that, you'll use you're like, oh my god, this movie was so tactical, dude.
Shut up.
I'm like, all right, I get it. You're like, no, they like really knew what they were doing.
Their technical advisor had a big old dick.
God damn, I mean, it's like really tactical, you know?
Dude, you actually see him put the stock on with two different fucking screws.
That's how, yeah, when you hear a movie's really tactical from Tony, you know he loved it. Yeah, the acting was good in it. They had, like, funny, weird parts.
It was
and
subtle.
Shit. Yeah, very.
It was so dry and subtle. It reminded me of, like, the movie Heat.
Yeah, Heat. Oh, yeah. Yeah. For sure. Heat was cool. But yeah, I really enjoyed it. And like I said, like it feels like from that time, all the voices sound weird.
Yeah.
Like it was a very low budget. Like even like the ADR like sounds kind of off in a way, if that makes
sense.
Yeah,
they're in a room, but it doesn't sound like the kind of room they're in.
Not at all. And their voices sound weird in it, yeah. But I really enjoyed the flick. It was a lot of fun to watch. Fucked up too, kind of sad.
It's very sad. It's got a lot of like fucked up themes and shit. Like there are really tragic characters in that movie, and you really don't like... You don't super root for the two main characters.
Not really. They're kind of pieces of shit in their own way.
Yeah, but they're trying, but not that hard.
Right, to be good,
but not that hard. But little, like, cool, subtle shit, and it's fucking, like, smart, and it's... They have, like those old school gangster talks.
Yeah.
Like, a guy's like, let's get a cup of coffee. Like, fucking talk about being assassins for a bit.
Yeah, and then at the end of it, he's like, so, do you want to take that $1 million? And he's like, no. And he's like, all right, well, then I guess I'll see you when I see you.
Yeah.
And that means that he's going to murder him one day. Yeah,
like, one day we'll be shooting each other.
Oh, that was so cool. He was like, could it be a week, could be a month, could be a year, could be five.
Yeah.
He's like, but one day you'll wake up, and you'll just feel the pressure of a pillow over your face. And I was like, wow, that's
and you'll hear
cool.
a pop.
Yeah.
That's the thing that I take away from this movie is also the tense music. There's really atmospheric music with, like, tense, like, chimes.
Yeah.
That are really, like, methodical and, like...
Methodical.
It'll grow. Like, there'll be long shots of, like, a hallway, and this, like, chime is fucking getting longer and faster. And I don't know. It's kind of like an artsy gun movie. Kind of.
Artsy fun movie, more like it. Bada bing. All right, what do you give it?
It's an 8.5. It's a really good action movie.
Yeah,
to me.
I'll give it an 8. I mean, it was fun. I enjoyed it. That was a good choice on your part.
Thanks,
Tony.
Dude.
Yeah,
man. Thanks. I feel like I always give nice choices. Thanks.
Sometimes. Your tested Tonys are pretty bad.
Well, I just thought of one on the you know, just tonight.
So, all right, so
fuck me, right?
You know, movie of the week.
So creative.
Next week, we're going to watch The Ritual. It's a Netflix original, so watch along with us.
Oh.
And we're also going to watch, for Tessa Tony, Meet the Fockers.
Yeah, watch The Ritual, because we're going to talk about it, and I have high hopes for this movie.
Yes, you do, and so do I, man. You got anything
Let's
else?
Let's dream big, you know?
I like that sign of dream big.
Dream big, you worthless fuck, in little parentheses.
Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he's like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is remove from your fucking call list.
Dan, let's, like, take a step back here.
You're just trying
to save you a lot of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
And
great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on, he is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50. Chris Clem.
They're playing back.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Aussie Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cavs Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, it's fantastic.